Reuters news agency is reporting that Barbados has been placed on a new European blacklist. According to that report, this country, along with Jamaica and the Bahamas, are Caribbean states added to the European Union's blacklist of states that have been accused of being too soft on money laundering. However, advisor to Prime Minister Motley, Avinash Prasad, gives this reaction this morning.
Barbados is not on a blacklist.
He says an aspect of the way we do business has been raised by the Financial Action Task Force.
That aspect is about the fact that we don't have many cases that have come to court, and they're using that as a benchmark as to whether we have been tough enough on anti-money laundering, when it can also be a benchmark of us not having much money laundering. We've always pointed out that if you were an active money launderer, the last place you'd come to is a country which still has exchange controls, a country which has a very clear control of its local financial system by its central bank and its other regulators. So it's a fairly arbitrary measure, but on that measure, us not having enough court cases, they've said we need more improvement, we need more court cases, but we are not on a blacklist.
So as it stands right now, are we facing the threat of being on one?
I do not believe we are facing the threat of being on a blacklist. The Financial Action Task Force has highlighted one area that needs more improvement as an area that they did not highlight before, and that's principally because we have not had court cases. They're basically saying they think that countries which have more court cases are doing a better job than countries that haven't, even though we're very small. And that's one reason why we don't have many court cases. And two, we've got a fair amount of control over money laundering in this country. I think the average Barbadian knows how difficult it is to open a bank account, to move money around. There's a lot of control of our financial system. No money launderer would voluntarily come into our system.
Reiterating that we are not on an EU blacklist, Professor Prasad argues that part of the difficulty is that there are too many lists out there.
And there's a lot of illegitimate lists out there. The international community had identified the Financial Action Task Force as the main body dealing with anti-money laundering, the OECD as the main body in dealing with harmful taxation issues. And then there are these EU countries which have arbitrarily put up these lists. But we are not currently on an EU blacklist. The Financial Action Task Force has raised an issue about the number of court cases we've had on money laundering as a measure of whether we're really being tough on it. We think that's a poor measure. There are better measures, and we will certainly be making that case, and we have made that case. But we are not on a blacklist.
Advisor to Prime Minister Motley, Professor Avinash Prasad. Meantime, Jamaica's Finance Minister, Dr. Nigel Clark, is also responding this morning to the news that his country has been placed on the anti-money laundering blacklist.
Jamaica has long had deficiencies in its anti-money laundering framework, identified by the global body FATF in 2005 and again in 2015. What is different this time around is that in 2019, FATF arbitrarily changed the threshold by which they measure the size of a country that they want to focus on, i.e., we've always had these deficiencies, but before Jamaica's economy was seen as too small for FATF to focus on. In 2019, they arbitrarily changed the threshold, and Jamaica was Jamaica's financial asset measured by esoteric thing called M3 exceeded the $5 billion, which meant that our deficiencies would become the focus of FATF.
Jamaica's Finance Minister Dr. Nigel Clark. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.